have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
She had a dream that she could do it, and how she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused, doing overtime in the diner. wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself, you can do it. Believe in yourself, ain't nothing to
it. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. Yes, I can. Well, it is Thursday and we are thankful. We give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah, for he is so worthy of it all. I love that lead in song. Don't let anybody tell you you can't when you can. I give God all the praise for that. Amen. He gave somebody those words to share with us today, and I hope it reached home base with you. It certainly did with me. My name is Loretta Petit, and you have just found the right podcast today. It is The Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I believe that we are created winners. Every person that God created, God did it intentionally. The unfortunate part is we don't seek the maker to find out the purpose. And so therefore, many times, instead of us having a mindset and an understanding that we are winners, we just settle for whatever the enemy throws at us. So today, I want to inspire you and encourage you and, of course, confirm that you are indeed created to be a winner. Let us pray. Father God, we come to say thank you today for your goodness and kindness, your mercy, for your love. Dear God, we thank you for every listening ear, whether now, today, on June 16th, or whenever it takes place. You are still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, your daughter. And Lord, what she puts her hands to, oh God, bless her home, her family. Bless her body in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to grab back the airwaves from the Prince of the Power of the Air so that some good news can be shared, that you can be glorified and your people can be edified. We thank you today for the Elation family. We ask today that you would join us, everybody, on Friday. We want you to join us on Friday at 9 p.m. We're going to be on the Clubhouse, and look for From Ashes to Beauty. From Ashes to Beauty, check us out. And, of course, happy Father's Day as we get closer for every dad that's been really a dad. You're not just a donor, but you have been a dad. Happy Father's Day to you, and I pray that it is all that in a bag of chips for you. We celebrate dads who stand up and take responsibility. Amen. Hats off to you. Happy Father's Day to you, dads. So today we want to talk a little bit about Juneteenth, but we also want to talk about how to build character, the importance of character. What is character? That's very, very important. I want to, you know, just share a little bit about that. And many times we don't do a thing because we don't know a thing. We have we have an idea of what something might be. We didn't like give it a title or name, and we don't understand sometimes the function of a thing or the importance of a thing. And it's always good to hear positive sharing because it can ignite something in us, and that's what this is all about. It's about a positive voice, positive vibes, and positive vision. That's what this podcast is all about. So, of course, we thank God once more and again. So today is June 16th, and happy birthday to all of you celebrating today. I know coming up on this weekend, my overseer, Pastor Deborah Morton, is celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to you, Pastor D. She is celebrating her birthday on the 19th, which is the official Juneteenth holiday. But we do, of course, celebrate it the whole weekend, or we should. I know Texas know, you know, big time what it's all about. And by now, after all these years, you know, after all of these years, since 1865 or so, we all should know and have something going on as it relates to Juneteenth. But we're going to put a pin in that. We're going to say today is Happy Fudge Day for all of you fudge lovers. Now, strange as it may seem, I love fudge on ice cream. I love fudge on, you know, in my it's called the chocolate volcano cake or whatever. But I don't like fudge candy. That's very interesting. I don't like fudge candy. And being that I'm here in the beautiful Crescent City of New Orleans where the pralines, I mean, is queen. King, if you would, of the candies. I don't even do pralines. That's very, very interesting, though. I think it's the level of sugar content. But I think this is a good year for me to try a praline again. It's been so many years. I'm going to try a praline again because it's just, I'm going to see if I like that thing. Mm-hmm. You know, how your taste buds change after so many years. Probably changed. I might like it these days. I might like fudge. But today is fudge day. Whatever you do with your fudge, honey, get it on today. It's fudge day. All righty then. So let's look at something very, very important, and that is, of course, how to build character. What is character? What's the importance of character? So when I went to the Word of God in Romans chapter 5, verses 3, and you can read some, you know, all the way through to 6. It tells us in the King James Version that patience produces experience. So I said, well, let's find out a little bit more about that. So I went to the English Standard Version, and, of course, it's not changing the Word of God. It just kind of explains it, and it's saying that patience produces experience, breaks down to endurance produces character. Endurance produces character. So what is character, actually? What actually is character? Character is a standard of excellence. Character is a standard of excellence. My standard of excellence may be different from your standard of excellence, and yours may be different from mine. So when, you know, someone maybe look at the pages of our lives and look at my character may signal one thing to them, and your character may signal something else to them. It's based on your standard of excellence, but also the person who is the recipient of what you offer in your lifestyle, in your walk, in your talk, what they are perceiving it to be. And sometimes that's based on a bad understanding, but hopefully and prayerfully it's based on the word of God, on a good and a great understanding. The standard for me when I wrote my second book Women Winning at Life, but that's this platform. The second book is called Getting a Grip, Saved, Single, and Sensible. When you first open up that book, it starts to talk about the standard. The standard. The standard is the holy word of God, because we know that Jesus is the word. The word is Christ. The word is Jesus, not under the title Christ, but Jesus is the word, and the word is Jesus. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. Amen. So that's what is told to us by John. So that is the standard. Whatsoever the word of God says is the standard. And, you know, I bump a lot of heads in my life because I'm not a crowd follower, and I never was a crowd follower. So I rub people the wrong way when I don't go with what they say. And that's unfortunate because my heart is right. I love people. I love God. I don't want to rock the boat, kick against the pricks. But I always have in the back of my mind, there is a standard. There is a standard. I just can't do anything. I mean, in my wilder days, if I could call it that, never really was too wild, but wild enough. In my wilder days, my immature days, of course, whatever, you know, I felt like doing, I would do it. Still wasn't a crowd follower, but I still could be influenced to do things and, you know, not really be concerned with what I didn't know, because what I didn't know was the standard of excellence. I didn't know. So therefore, I didn't have that to follow. And then when I did come into the knowledge, I wasn't gung-ho to follow it. It had to be something that produced a root in me. And when it produced a root in me, then that standard of excellence became my standard of excellence. And so there are still times I fall short, and there are still times that I don't, you know, reach the bar, but it doesn't mean I'm not trying. It doesn't mean that that's still not like bugging me in my spirit. Girl, there's the standard, right? Like, we have to always remember we're bought with the price. We're bought with the price of Jesus Christ's blood. So that standard of the word from Genesis to Revelation is ever in my ear, ever in my spirit. And that's the way it should be. And that's building character based on that standard. So when we look at that, we look at things like, you know, people may even help us out a bit. We don't look at it as help sometimes. We look at it as enemy fire. But sometimes it's not enemy fire. They're really telling you something that you should pay attention to. If a lot of people are telling you that your tongue is a razor, they're telling you that you're cutting people, that you're hurting people. If a lot of people, and the Bible says only two, it's a witness, right? But if people are telling you that you don't listen, all you do is talk and you don't listen, if people are telling you consistently you're too judgmental, if people are telling, these are things that come across as enemy fire, but when you take an account, well, a lot of people keep telling me that. A lot of people are telling me that. Then that means that you need to recenter yourself and look at how you do with what they're accusing you of doing based on the standard. So we look at things like fairness. Are you a fair individual? You can give yourself a score from 1 to 5. five being the greatest, one being poor, okay? Are you a fair individual? Do you care about other people? Do you care about other people to the degree that you're going to do something about their situation when and if you can? Grade yourself. As it relates to citizenship, how do you deal with the rules? How do you deal with taking care of your property in the block with other people's property because you don't want nobody's property to go down or property value to decrease? Citizenship, how are you about following the parking rules in your city? How are you about taking care of your bills that you create, that you make? How are you about being a good citizen, right? Doing unto others as you'd have them to do unto you. Trustworthiness. Can I trust you with something valuable like my child? Can I trust you with my vehicle? If I had to run out my house and you came to stay with me for the weekend, can I trust you in my home? What is your trustworthiness like? All these things are part of the character of a person who lives by the standard. And, you know, yeah, we don't make a five in all these areas all the time. Sometimes life happens and throws us totally off our point. How about respect? Do you respect yourself? Do you respect others? And responsibility. How responsible are you just as an individual? So these are things that's very, very important. We teach children, but adults, yeah, our 20-somethings, our 30-somethings, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, we all have to be careful because these things can darken our character. It can cause us to show a bad in a person's psyche, in a person's life. People may need what we have, and we're there to serve, and we want to serve, but they won't come to us because our character is so bad. So let's work on us. Amen. Let's work on us. Let's be the very best that we can be, that God can get the most use out of us. And that's what it's all about. We're here to serve at his pleasure. Whatever it is that God would have us to do, that's what we must be about doing. Remember, the standard of excellence is Bible. What does the word say about it? What does God have to say about it? When I look at David's life, David's life built character in him. It built character. He went through some situations. But number one, when it came down to anointing, he was almost forgotten, except the man of God who came to do the anointing realized that the oil wasn't running. There was somebody else. So they had to send out there to the sheep, area to get David. I know there's a word for that. It escapes me at the moment, to get David. And then, you know, David grew up and David became great and strong. But before he became all of that, David fell too, you know, with a man's wife, got her pregnant, put him on the front line, baby dies, he cries out for the baby, baby gone, David's got to go on with his life. David is, you know, anointed after Saul to be king. Saul's not ready to give it up. He's not ready to give it up. David finds he's got to run for his life. David, you know, is very close to Saul's son. Don't want to hurt Saul because he don't want to hurt his friend Jonathan. And he also understands that what God has for you, God has for you. So he had to go through what he had to go through, and his character was built through that. And he became an awesome ruler because he had time to get that character built. We want to rush to do things many times, but sometimes we got to sit in it. We got to deal with it. Lord, we got to deal with it, okay? And character can be built in us. So I don't have that much time, and I want to talk about another very, very important topic. I hope you was helped by that, but I do want to say this. If you find that you're harsh, that you're mean, that you have a temper, that, you know, because we've gone through those things, start with trying to develop your humility. Everybody won't look at you and say that you're humble because they get confused. When you're assertive, they get confused and they say you're not humble. Don't buy it. You know what you're working on. Stay focused, okay? Live out your principles and your values. Be intentional in the things that you do, the decisions that you make. And I find I was in the store the other day, and I was looking at two items. And I say, Lord, I usually make this hasty decision. I make the wrong one. So I stood there, closed my eyes, and said, God, help me. Which one should I choose? Because, and then when I made the purchase and I came home, I really still was in love with what I ordered, what I bought. So sometimes you just want to be intentional. And being intentional means you really considered it. You thought about it. You asked God about it. You're intentional about what you do. Don't just live life haphazardly. That's awful. Been there, done that. Lord, sometimes I got to slap myself and whip myself back into line because what are you doing today? You know, what have you accomplished? You know, that kind of thing. Be intentional. Practice and be disciplined about your life and be accountable. Let's work on that. We have creditors calling us left and right, day and night. Let's work on that. Let's become more accountable. Let's work on building character in that area, your personal life, your spiritual life, your social life, your cultural life. Let's work on building character. Now, let's get to Juneteenth. Juneteenth, important, because when I come back to talk to you, it's going to be after the holiday. Juneteenth is short for June 19th, and it marks the day when the federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas in 1865 to take control of the state and to ensure that all enslaved people be freed. All enslaved people be freed. Where? Galveston, Texas. When? 1865. Write that down, memory bank. Galveston, Texas, 1865. The troops' arrival came a full 2.5 years after the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. Juneteenth honors the end to slavery in the U.S. and is considered the longest-running African-American holiday. On June 17, 2021, it officially became what? A federal holiday. A what? A federal holiday. A federal holiday. It became a federal holiday on June 17, 2021. Confederate General Robert E. Lee had surrendered at the... the Confederate General Robert E. Lee had surrendered 2 months earlier in Virginia, but slavery had remained relatively unaffected in Texas until U.S. General Gordon Granger stood on Texas soil and read the General Orders Number 3. The people of Texas are informed that, in accordance with the proclamation from the Executive of the United States, are free. Who read that? The U.S. General Gordon Granger. The U.S. General Gordon Granger. He came forth and brought the news. It was late, but hey, better late than never. It came through. Amen. So in your town, in my town, there are things going on. I can't participate in all of those things. I'm still kind of leery about being around a big group of people in close contact. But there is, like, I'm sharing this information. Maybe you can share information. Maybe there's some other way you can do something, put a flag outside your house or whatever. Oh, that's a great idea. I do something like that. But, you know, we want to keep this memory alive. July the 4th is the United States Independence Day. That's great and all. Amen. But when we come to Juneteenth, the weekend of June 17, 18, and 19, that's the weekend where we celebrate. The official date was June 19th. But that is when we celebrate as an African-American people freedom from all of the bondage, the hurt, the pain, the degradation, all of the stuff that our forefathers and foremothers went through just to breathe God's air, just to live in this world that God created because somebody thought we were the lesser. I have a major problem with people, anybody. I don't care what your rank, your title. I don't care where you are. When I see you treating someone else as a lesser, I have a major problem with that. And that causes other situations for me because I'm deemed too sensitive, which the devil is a liar. I am sensitive to the degree I care about God's people, and I care about people everywhere. Amen. Nothing is too sensitive about that. You treat others the way you want to be treated. So basically, I'm saying to you, hey, listen, get angry about it. Do something about it. When you see degradation, if you can, if you're not too afraid, if you're in a safe situation, because nobody should degrade another human being. We're all God's creations, and we all were created intentionally. I pray today that you've been helped by something I shared. I really enjoyed today with you. I really, really did. Two great topics. Love, love, love to have talked more about Juneteenth, more about building character. Character can come back in the future. But by all means, show up for Juneteenth. Show up some kind of way. Again, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. Want to give a shout out to my bishop. Don't know if he's listening. Never know. But I want to say to Bishop Paul, it's more than happy Father's Day to you. And then to my pastor, Pastor T. Rob, happy Father's Day to you. And all of the fathers, amen, that may be connected to you, my listeners. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. As I leave, do remember that God loves you, and so do I. There's not a thing you can do about it. Take good care. I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. My final point, join me tomorrow with the crew from Ashes to Beauty on Clubhouse. Bye-bye.
There's a place that I wanna go, where the sun is always shining, folks are always smiling. Go a place where crying is unheard of and dying ain't even thought of. Oh, a place where there's no color of skin and you won't find no sin. Oh, a place. I wanna get there. Yeah, I'm gonna get there one day. I wanna get there. I'm gonna get there one day. get there, and you should wanna get there one day.